Okay, everyone's getting in, so that's a good thing. Let me rename myself. Okay, as people are going in, I'm officially broadcasting out, which will let any attendees in, and I will look out for attendees. We have no one in the room with me, so no one's in our building.
It's like a playback play, like a sports, you know, like.
This gives you a little insight into how I am if I am your co-pilot and we're driving somewhere. I'm at like, and in 5 miles, and in 4 miles, and in 3 miles. I have control issues.
Before we officially start, can I just check in with Jason and Carrie? Are you guys going to be able to come in tomorrow to sign the checks?
Checks. Well, yes, but I totally forgot about it. I'm going to make a note somewhere on something to remember.
Okay. They're in Julia's office, so if you can't find one of us when you arrive, that's where you'll find them. Thank you.
Okay, we're good to go. When you're good to go, Jason, we still have no attendees. If that changes, I will let you know.
All right, then. I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Westmont Public Library on Tuesday, January 18th, 2022 at 7 p.m. I have determined an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the public health disaster declaration in Illinois, so this meeting will be held remotely as permitted under Public Act 101-0640. In accordance with OMA guidelines, some staff are present at the library in case members of the public want to attend in person. This meeting is also available to the public via an online live platform, and the recording will be posted on the website. All votes at this meeting will be a roll call vote. Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth.
Here.
Vice President Carmichael.
Here.
Trustee Donahue.
Here.
Trustee Krodiak.
Here.
Treasurer O'Connor.
Here.
Trustee O'Malley.
She's here. She's muted.
Joanne.
Sorry. Here.
And President Bechtel.
Here. Pledge of Allegiance. If you have not done this via Zoom before, the idea is to stand in your home and face east. You look where east might be. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On to the approval of the consent agenda, which includes minutes of the regular board meeting of December 14th, 2021, the communication log of December 2021, and the director's report of January 2022.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Heather, and I don't know who that was.
I chimed Melissa. In, but I also so was.
We'll give it to Melissa.
Yeah.
We'll get Joanne next time or whoever it was. Comments?
I will just comment because the director's report is in there, that the stats report, the additional stats that were included, I just don't know if anyone found that nearly as intriguing as I do, but I just wanted to comment, you know, that there's a lot of data behind that. We can drill down a lot farther. I didn't want to overwhelm you because I know you don't find it as interesting as I do, but it is something that I always look at, and it is something that specific staff look at, depending on what the statistics are. So they do use that information to make decisions, you know, about collections and what, and really everything. But the one thing I did want to point about overall CERC, I don't know if anyone really looked at that, but, you know, we're down in 2021 versus 2019, we were down CERC about 20%. But when you actually drill down and look, it's a huge portion of that is DVDs. So it's the video. And so when you add, if you added back in the amount we searched in 2019 or the difference of, it's, you know, our CERC is down about 9%. So it's not shocking to anyone. Most libraries are seeing that, and it makes sense. I think it was just a lot of people found online streaming and other sources for online content. So I think, you know, that collection had been sunsetting itself, but I think when the pandemic hit, it was a very quick and hard stop to that. So, but when you look at some of the other, you know, collections, I think it's very heartening to see that our books are, you know, CERC for those are building back up, and some of the other collections. So, again, I found all that intriguing, and hopefully you did a little bit. So if there's any other data that you want, I'm more than happy to provide that. I quite enjoy it.
I think it's great. I think it's, I mean, it sometimes feels like we haven't made much progress from where we were last year, but you look at the numbers and it's clear, it's clear that the use is coming back in a big way. And I think that's great.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I didn't put traffic as a statistic in there, but that it's interesting when you look at that's down, you know, a lot more, which makes sense because it programs, but it's not down, you know, it's down more than our CERC. So it's our power users are still, you know, checking out the same amount of items. And it's a lot of, even if you look, watch our footage of, you know, of people entering the building, it's a lot of people coming in, grabbing and heading back out. So it's interesting just the way it's being used. But I think this month is in December, we're quieter, which makes sense. But, you know, we did have some busy months where people were back and using the space again, and I do anticipate that will return. So
what does it take to be considered a power user, and how do I get it? Can I get a sign on my library card that lets people know I'm a power user? I feel like I should be.
Yeah.
So
we just give you a little sticker.
Yeah. This yeah. That's all.
I feel like we could make something happen.
Sorry, I think they had a real question. So.
Yeah, somewhat related to that. It, you know, I don't know the exact definition I would use for that, but holds. It's been very intriguing to see the data on that. And that's something that SWAN does, and they give us that information quarterly as we do our big meetings, to see that the holds really did not drop much at all during the pandemic. And it's really started to bounce back up. And with the new catalog, because I think it does such a great job of, when you're searching, it gives you recommendations. They're seeing an increase in it even as, you know. So I think that's so, you know, kind of what we would define as power user too, is people that are just, you know, they know to go onto the catalog, they're routinely doing that. They're putting holds and holds in there, and then they're coming in and grabbing them. And those users we didn't lose during the pandemic. So.
And this is not including digital content, or is it?
It does.
So books would be also digital books. Oh, yes. Okay.
Ebooks, yeah.
Ebooks.
So yeah, and that's interesting too. Again, I didn't drill down that far because I didn't know, you know, it's hard to present all that information. But so while adult, you know, physical CERC went down, adult ebook usage went up. It wasn't apples to apples, but when you do look at them side by side, you can see some of those trends as well. So same with like our audiobooks, e-audiobooks, usage of those really went up during the pandemic. I anticipate we'll keep that pretty high. So it's interesting. And like I said, our selectors look at that data and they know then, you know, what collections are, you know, our community is responding to. And that's information we're going to be giving to marketing so that they can do some very targeted marketing, you know, on collections that aren't doing maybe circing as much to say, hey, did you know we have these? You know, come check them out. But also then speaking to the ones that are doing really well to say, hey, you guys want this, we have it. So marketing is going to use that information as well. So, and has them.
Oh, I'm glad that you included it in the packet.
Yep.
Any other comments, questions? Then again, because this is a online meeting, we need a roll call vote to accept the consent agenda.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krodiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays. Motion passes.
On to the open forum. I believe we have no members of the public in the building or online, but we do have Cindy from the village. Hi there.
Hi there.
Board members, in the order I see them on my screen, Heather.
Well, I love my new library tote bag.
Oh, you stole mine. I was going to say that.
Oh, you can. I thought you meant my, I stole your tote bag at first.
Oh, like, no, no.
Oh, no. Did you guys run out? No, it's so great. And it's, I think it's such a great idea. You know, it's kind of like a nice little perk, and useful as well. Also, I hope the rest of the board had a chance to at least skim through that very lengthy article from Library Journal about how all library workers are the librarian of the year, which I think is just a nice honor. And I certainly feel that all of the staff members at Westmont have really gone above and beyond in adverse circumstances over the past year and year plus. And I was glad to see that some of your professional peers are recognizing that it's not just the people that do outstanding, fantastic, big showy things. It's those of you that are showing up every day and working and dealing with patrons who are not super happy that we're still living in a pandemic, and you're doing it with grace and kindness. And I appreciate that.
Well said.
Thank you. And I did share that article with staff on our internet.
Beth, next.
I'd like to thank Julia for giving me the tour. When I came in, that was late last month, and got to see the facility and just learn some things about the circulation and some odd questions that I had that were just intriguing to me. So thank you for that time.
Of course. Yeah, it's fun.
Melissa.
I missed the last meeting, so sorry, it never fails. The minute that I go off mute, everything goes crazy. So I just wanted to congratulate Elaine on her appointment as vice president. Come on, buddy. Hold on. And then also congratulate Beth on your appointment as well. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks for, sorry I couldn't make it. Hopefully that's a one-time thing. And thanks for holding down the fort, everybody.
Welcome to our public meeting back there, whoever's in there. So. Joanne.
No, I really don't have anything except for I echo Heather's comments on kudos to the whole team at the library. Well deserved.
Hold on just a minute.
Wait, what? Carrie looks frozen. Oh no, now he's not. No, he's alive. Okay, it's Carrie's turn.
Doesn't move.
No, he's bored. I just realized I didn't realize what Beth looked like until now. I don't think I've ever seen her without a mask, so that's cool. And then I also wanted to say, so we got an Amazon Fire Stick recently that has upgraded our old smart TV to give us all the bells and whistles that I didn't realize I was missing, and I was able to use Hoopla Digital, the Hoopla Digital app on our new smart TV. I watched a movie that I've been looking forward to watching for a while that's really only available through Hoopla Digital, as occasionally I find like these movies that you literally can't find anywhere else except on Hoopla. And it's just, it's a real treat. So I was really happy to see like how user-friendly it was once I upgraded my own technology to what it should have been in the first place. So that was cool.
Good to know. Yeah.
And Elaine.
And I also missed the last meeting. So Beth, I welcome you to the board. It's
thank you.
It's good to have all of the new faces. And I guess that's all.
Director.
I don't have much to add. The only real update is, it's not really an update, but ComEd, the work they were supposed to do this month again got postponed. So it'll probably happen, I think, as town staff in like 2026 or something like that. So I'll keep you posted if it impacts us. They've promised us a generator and, you know, hopefully that would keep our building going. So I'll keep you posted.
Brittany?
Just a prequel to next month. It'll either be a report for you guys or maybe an in-person visit from Natalie with an update on our digitization project. So in a very, very short amount of time, she not only got that project off and running, but we probably got done triple this fiscal year what we thought we were going to get done. So she's going to put a whole report together, not only about the company we're working with, how they're digitizing things, examples of what it will look like, and then what we plan on doing with that information, where we will host it, how people will have access to it. So she'll have a full update for you guys next month.
And for new books, that's the digitizing the local newspaper, which we have copies of that go back to 1947. I believe it was 42 or 47. The Town Times, I think it was called back then. So we've had hard copies found, archived, in our basement, which is the greatest place to preserve them. And so it's been on our list for probably as long as I've been here to get that material digitized to preserve it and then give access to the community. So as Brittany said, Natalie's one of our new librarians and has experience with that. So she was able to really run with it, so.
And that's it.
Julie, anything?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. On to additions and deletions.
I move we add the additions and delete the deletions.
Second. And
there we go. Heather will second. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krodiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
Next item is the treasurer's report.
Move to file a treasurer's report for audit.
Second.
Carrie and Elaine, discussion. Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krodiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
And the treasurer's report is filed for audit. On to bills and salaries.
Move to approve bills and salaries.
Second.
Heather and Elaine, discussion. Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krotiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
Having no unfinished business, the board moves on to new business item A. Board to consider a motion to approve the confidentiality of patron records policy.
Move to approve the confidentiality of patron records policy.
I second.
Second.
Heather, and I think Melissa was first again. Sorry, Joanne, gotta be quicker on the draw.
That's fine.
Discussion.
So we had a productive policy committee meeting right before this meeting began, and we had no changes recommended on the confidentiality of patron records policy.
Any further questions or discussion?
So we'd like to, we're recommending that it be approved as written.
Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krotiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
New business item B, board to consider a motion to approve the social media policy.
Move to approve the social media policy.
Second.
Second.
Heather and Elaine, discussion.
So for this one, the policy committee had a small but significant change that we're suggesting. In the paragraph that begins public commentary, opinions, et cetera, toward the end of that section, where the library reserves the right to modify and remove any content, we're suggesting that the verbiage be changed to say modify, remove, or report to the relevant authorities any content, in order to just make it clear that the library could, if it's removing a comment on a social media post that has personally targeting information or something that is in violation of a law, that they can report it to the platform and local police or whoever they feel is the right authority to report that to.
Any further discussion or questions? Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krotiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
New business item C, board to consider a motion to approve the meeting room use policy.
Move to approve the meeting room use policy.
Second.
You did that on purpose. Carrie, second. Discussion.
So this is another policy that had no changes, but we would like to add a line. Just as we did with the blood-borne pathogens and library use and conduct policy, we would like to add a line regarding health and safety. So this would go after the second bullet point under guidelines and before the third, and it would read, the new third bullet point would read, violating reasonable rules that are enacted to secure the health and safety of staff and patrons. And this would then be consistent with the other policies that we've updated in light of the need to adjust service during the pandemic, but would also be applicable in other situations.
Any further discussion or questions? Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krodiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
New business item D, board to consider a motion to approve the proposal from Project Architecture and Design for the second floor master plan in an amount not to exceed $6,000 from special reserves.
I move we approve the proposal from Project Architecture and Design for the second floor master plan in an amount not to exceed $6,000 from special reserves.
Second.
Oh, geez. I saw Heather's box light up first, so it's Heather. Discussion.
So Project Architecture is the architects that we've worked with on our first floor master plan. So we've gone through this process with them. And so the way it works is that they develop a master plan and then they work with us as far as phasing it out. And we refer back to our capital outlay plan for that. We do have this project broken down into three budget years just because of funding issues. And so they would come up with a scheme with a master plan, a drawing that we approve, both the board and the staff. And then they would phase it out, work with the construction manager, who's also someone we've worked with routinely over the years. And they would give us estimates of, you know, each phase and how we could maybe piece those together to get it to work in our budget, taking other considerations as far as, you know, what makes sense to do first, and then take it from there as far as actually doing the work over the next 3 years. So this is just the very first phase of that. And so it's kind of the pretty drawings. It's to show you what it would look like. And then once we get to each phase, they do the, you know, the engineering and all the other technical drawings. And that's part of a fee that comes with each of those phases. So they're a firm that we have, a working relationship with. We've used them for all the interior renovations we've done since I've been here. They work with libraries all over Chicagoland. They know, you know, the way people use our building. They actually bring ideas like, oh, this is what, you know, such and such a library just did. And so I find that to be very valuable that they have such experience with public libraries. So I put the total cost in there in case we wanted the three dimensional renderings. I think that they are helpful to actually visualize everything, but we don't have to do that. I did want to put the max amount on the agenda for approval. And then if it is approved and I do sign it, Jason, I will tell them to take the H out of my name. I'm sure you noticed that they misspelled my last name in one of those areas. So that's something Jason would catch. So if there's questions about that, I'm happy to answer. So
I have a question just about the project in general. Like, what is it that you're hoping to, obviously refreshing and, you know, maximizing space and usage and whatnot, but are there any like big things that are on your mind that you'd like changed?
Yes. Yeah. And I think I spoke to Beth about that when we were doing the tour. So staff already have a list of things that they'd like to see. I think that the way it's set up now is a little tricky for staff. We have the play area really hidden around the corner. And so I think that they find that, you know, for safety reasons, a little tricky. And so they want to, you know, maybe reconfigure that where they would have more direct line of sight into certain areas of the library just for safety reasons. I think that the staff are all, well, they, I don't think they are, they actually are all in a very tiny room. There's six of them that work in one, basically what it was a study room. So it's tiny. They need a little bit more room to spread, and not just as people, but the supplies, because we know that there's always programs and everything else they do. There's just a lot of stuff. So they're all in that one tiny room. The teen area, I know they really want to, make sure that that's an area that's somewhere teens want to be. If you look back, we're talking about the stats, even though it didn't look like a big increase, increase from 2019, and then the last 2 years in our young adult and teen collections has really gone up. That's because we hired a teen librarian who was able to spend a lot of time at those collections. And so we want to create a space where they would actually want to, be there and have a space that's their own. So there's a list. I also personally, I find the top of the stairs, this might be just me, but I find the top of the stairs, I'd like there to be a little bit more of a barrier. It's my nightmare that somehow a kid falls down that area. I don't know if I go to dark places, but I would like there to be a little bit more protection there. So there's, smaller things on the list as well. But I think we have it, it was last redone in about 2008, I believe. And so it does just need some refresh, the carpet and things like that, but also keeping it. So it really, I think it really is a place that younger kids do want to be. I think that play area is great. I think this picture book area with the front facing, they really respond to that. So there's a lot of things we want to keep. It's just, making it work in the new space. So.
Thank you. That sounds exciting.
Is it typical that this expense would come out of special reserves? Is it because it's related to a capital project?
Yeah, so that is typically how we do it. You could theoretically budget it in your operating budget if you wanted to do it that way, but we typically, anything that has to do with the capital outlay plan that we've identified in our capital outlay, anything that has to do with capital outlay project that we've identified in the plan, we put under the special reserves umbrella generally, yes.
Further discussion or questions?
Yeah, I'll be abstaining from the vote because I have worked with product architecture at my job.
Any further discussion or questions? Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krotiak?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Bechtel? You're muted, Jason.
Yes, and you also need to call Trustee O'Connor, okay, so he can officially say it for the roll call.
Okay, Treasurer O'Connor?
Abstain.
Six ayes, one abstention, motion passes.
Thank you. New business item E, discussion of the library director's annual review process.
Dun, dun, dun! Sorry, I had to.
Let's not have one, the end, so.
Okay with that. No.
I don't know if anyone had a chance to review what Heather sent us via email.
Sorry for the late arrival of that. I apologize.
That's okay. Even if you haven't, it gives you a sense of what we've used in the past several years. The board asks for feedback from all staff of the library. Direct reports to the director plus rest of staff. And I think those are what Heather sent us, the questionnaires that we use. I think just last year, we revised the questions again. I think so. Those are pretty current. Those are like 2020 questions.
Yeah.
So if you can think of any other changes you'd like to make, if you know them now, you can speak now. If you don't, you can forward them to Heather and she can consider, because the secretary is traditionally in charge of running the director evaluation for the rest of us. So in addition to those two pieces, the other thing we should discuss this evening is what specifically we would like from our director to report to us the evening we do her evaluation. Because what usually happens is we will adjourn into executive session. We ask Julia to enter with us to say whatever she would like to say, to go over the report that if we ask for a report, then Julia leaves executive session, the board meets and discusses, and then at the following meeting, which would be March, our March meeting, we'll vote on any changes we plan to make for the director. So if there's anything you are looking for Julia to tell us or to talk about, now is a good time to put that on her radar so she can include it in a report to us. We did identify goals. We try to identify goals for the director each year as a board. And so part of her report is her response to how she achieved those goals. I think last year we didn't have much. It was just survive, basically, was the goal. So in the past, we've been a bit more specific. And so if there's anything you would like to know, here's the chance to add that to the conversation. Or if Julia would like to tell us what she normally gives us to give people a sense of what you normally report to us, that could help.
Sure, yeah. I generally give you a written report that just kind of talks about the year and what you know, we've accomplished, what I've accomplished as far as goals go, or anything else, any updates on those goals if they hadn't been met and why. I typically put in, because Kerry O'Connor is always asked every year, I'm assuming he'll ask this year, he wants to know what didn't go according to plan. So I try to address that, and just kind of a general overall how the year went for the library. And so then when I go into executive session with you, I don't speak much. I mean, I could speak more and give more, but I don't want to just read that report back to you. So if there's anything you know, more specific than that, I'm definitely happy to do that.
I was actually planning on focusing on the positive this year. I was wondering if you could address what you think distinguishes Westmont Public Library from similar libraries or other libraries in the area, and what role you played in establishing that. And also what went wrong.
In interpretive dance form.
You wanted TikTok.
On TikTok.
I'll be the debut on our TikTok. Yeah. Distinguished WPL from other libraries in their area. Okay.
And just so trustees know, the copy of Julia's report to us comes to us in advance. So we don't get it the night of the meeting. I believe it comes with the board packet. So it's usually at least a week early. So we will have time to review, so that if you do have further questions for Julia the night of the evaluation, you can be prepared for that.
I'm sorry, can I be reminded when that review, the agenda of like the day when that review happens?
It's February 15th.
Okay, so it's our next meeting.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and I send the report a week in advance. I don't put it in the packets. I send it separately to you, but it then goes in my personnel file, but you do get that a week in advance. Yeah, so if there's questions about anything in there or anything you want me to elaborate on further, I have time to turn that around for you.
And as far as the questions we ask direct reports and staff, if you do have any edits or suggestions, I should have said this earlier, we need them soon, because Heather coordinates with Brittany to get all of these out to people, and we want to give staff plenty of time to respond. and give Heather a chance to compile, and then give Heather a chance to give us all of that data so that we have time to read it, so that we're all fully prepared. And those reports also come about a week before our meeting. So we try to give staff at least a week to 10 days to fill them out and respond. It's all anonymous, by the way, in case you couldn't tell that from the forms. We do not collect any names for anything that's ever said. There's plenty of room for multiple choice as well as written comments, and all of that gets compiled. Anyway, Heather, I think you're maybe going to say something.
Oh, in the past, so this will be the first year that I'm doing this, as this is the first time I'll be the board secretary for this process. But in the past, Annie, the previous board secretary, would, if the comments were very specific to a person, she would kind of anonymize them. Is my recollection of how she would do that, just in case of, you know, it becomes clear that somebody's like, it's great feedback. It's all great feedback to know, like, oh, Julia shoveled out my 96 Volkswagen from when it was in a snowbank or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But we protect their privacy, so they're sure to be able to respond freely. But if you could give me comments on the questions, I would say like by the end of this week, by Thursday night, would be even probably be better. Then I can put the form together and get it to Brittany so we can get it out as soon as possible. And the idea is that the direct reports would have a few more questions, a few more in-depth questions, and then the questions for all staff would be brief, but give them as much opportunity as they wanted to add information. It's just my one question is this still something that you feel like all staff have the bandwidth to do this year? I would still expect it from that direct reports would be able to find the time to do it. I know managers are really stretched thin too, but is this something that you feel we should still be sending to the non-direct reports?
If you're asking, I think so.
Okay.
I think that they can. I mean, from what I remember, I mean, I don't look at the surveys, but I think it's just a few questions for them. I think that they can be brief. As brief as they want.
Yeah,
and they so can. I think
they can, of course, opt out if they want. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's yeah.
Yeah, I think it's simple enough. Most staff, I don't think, would be super overwhelmed, but I do think every year, not everyone does it. And so just like every year, those who want to will, and those who don't want to don't have to.
What were the total results last year from employees or direct reports that participated versus did not? Were there a lot of people who did not respond at all?
Let me look at...
I think we always get 100% from direct reports. I'm almost positive. So all managers always respond. I don't know the number for staff. I still think it's pretty high. I don't, maybe a couple of people don't do it or fill out a couple of questions, but don't say anything and just do the multiple, pick a number kind of a thing. But I think we usually get really strong feedback in terms of numbers, I think. I could be wrong, but I have them somewhere. Gosh knows where.
I'm looking at the I might be reading this wrong. Oh no, that's still direct reports. Let me see if I can find the other one. All staff. Okay. We had 14 all direct reports. So I think that was 6. And then we had 14 from the remainder of the staff last year.
That's 20. Last year, we probably, we fluctuate a little bit with the number of staff. It's probably, I think right now we're at 29, but it's always been about 32, 33.
We probably had less last year. Yeah, I feel like we had less because we didn't fill some of those positions. And we also had a lot of new staff too. We did most of our hiring over the summer, so we wouldn't have even filled those. So we were probably more towards 27 or 28.
right. Yeah, so pretty good response rate.
Spencer, welcome.
Hey, Spencer.
Hi.
You haven't got much time, I don't think, but here you are anyway. So
well, I'm happy to join. Sorry it's a short time.
any other comments or feedback on the review process? Okay, well, if you do have any further feedback for Heather on the questions, again, by Thursday evening would be best. Those will go out to staff, and then about a week before our official meeting, around the time board packets come out, we will see the results from Heather, so keep an eye out for those. And then do all your reading before the 15th so we can be prepared to evaluate. So, all right, thank you. Then I will consider a motion to move into executive session and adjourn regular session. Before you make the motion, just so we understand what's going to happen, we are going to leave this meeting. Brittany's going to shut it down. You have a link in your email to the executive session meeting. We will all go to that link. Brittany will get us all set up. Brittany will then leave. It'll be just us. She'll give me the power to shut down the meeting. We'll take care of our business. And then once we're done in executive session, the meeting will disappear and we'll be finished. The matters on which to take a vote outside of the executive session will happen at the February meeting. We can vote in executive session on the approval of the minutes, but the discussion of that will happen outside, as well as what we're going to keep confidential or not will happen in February. So in order to move into executive session, someone needs to read the full motion.
I've got it. I motion that we move into executive session and adjourn the regular meeting in accordance with 5 ILCS 120/2 to review previous executive session minutes. So a determination can be made that one, the need for confidentiality still exists as to all or part of these minutes, or two, that the minutes or portions thereof no longer require confidential treatment and are available for public inspection.
And a second.
Second.
Melissa, I believe that was. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Secretary Booth?
Yes.
Vice President Carmichael?
Yes.
Trustee Donahue?
Yes.
Trustee Krodiak?
Yes.
Treasurer O'Connor?
Yes.
Trustee O'Malley?
Yes.
President Fichtel?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, motion passes.
We are adjourned into executive session at 7:46 p.m.